Buonasera, everybody. Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel. On this episode of the Milan Weekly Podcast, well, we're going to go through all the details of the big clash between Roma and Milan this past weekend. We're going to give our three stars and our one donkey, of course. We will discuss all the other events that happened around Serie A this weekend in our football segment. And we're going to preview the match against Parma coming this Saturday. But ladies and gentlemen, if you're here and you found our channel and you love Milan, you love content, and you just love two good-looking guys like me and Stevie P, do us a favor, please. If you haven't already, subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you're up to date with all the times we're going live, baby. Smash the like button. Leave a comment if you're listening later. Follow us on all our audio platforms as well if you're looking for a podcast experience. But we are a visual experience. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube. And if you want to help support the channel, find us on Patreon, baby. Me and Stevie P filling in for Vinny T tonight. This magic moment. Stevie, are you ready?
We're goddamn sexy. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's bring us in. Where are we? There we are. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel. I'm Fabio, joined by, of course, our buddy Stevie P. Steve, how are you feeling after this game, man?
It's a beautiful Monday night, Fabio. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you here. Honestly, Vinny could not make it. We know we miss Vinny, but love having you on as well, filling in. It's just a grandiose day. It's beautiful. All the Roma burgundy and yellow crying tears in my post that you saw on TikTok. That bottle, guys, is actually Roman tears. Don't ask me where they got it. I Googled it. That's what came up. Those are the Roman tears, guys. And that's all I heard last week was Roma this and Roma that, Dybala this, Pellegrini this. Zero, zero, zero.
Yeah, listen, this game, it's not an easy watch, Steve. Not an easy watch. But before we get into it, let's just plug. Vintage Pitch, got a lot of great apparel, wearing a great one right there. Stevie, where can they go to find the link for Vintage Pitch?
Guys, vintagepitch.com. We wore tonight the Cruyff in honor of Van Pavlović. Van Pavlović showed up on Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. We wear the Cruyff. Vintagepitch.com. Guys, follow us at Vintage Pitch on Instagram, at Vintage Pitch app on TikTok. Beautiful. Guys, they're comfortable stuff. Nona Lacrima said it last week. They hug the nipples. Everything's nice in the chesto region. They fit, guys. I'm a heavy guy. Fab is a heavy guy. They fit, guys.
We're in a process right now.
We're in a process. But they fit, guys. And they fit true to size, which is beautiful. We're not designers, guys. We're not the D squared or any other fashion house over here that you have to eat the peas and potatoes only. You eat and you fit in the Vintage Pitch, guys. That's what it is. It's the story. Wear the story. VintagePitch.com. Let's go.
I love it. I love it. And two guys are going to be getting their own Vintage Pitch coming. David and Facebook Frank, you guys are our Super Chat contestant winners for the last month. Big ups to you guys for all your donations. And we're going to hit you up pretty soon to get you a nice Vintage Pitch shirt of your choosing. Also, just last bit before we get into it, right? They call it housekeeping. Just get well wishes to our boy, Cumpare Franco. Feel better, buddy. We know you'll be good. But we just want to shower you with a little MWP vitamin love, buddy. All right? Feel better. All right, let's go.
Cumpare Franco needs a nice soppressat. And if we would live in the same city, it would come. If I ship it to Cumpare Gich, it might get rejected. Tariffs.
All right, so let's get into the game. All right, our starting 11. Let's remove this thing here. Our starting 11, again, as to be expected right now. We're still dealing with a lot of injuries. Going with Nkunku and Leao at the top. Your thoughts, Steve. What was your anticipation going into this game? Everything.
Look, you know, I haven't hid the fact that Jimenez has not been firing on all cylinders. I think he needed to change something up. Putting Ngoku there with Leao, I expected, honestly, a little bit more dynamic stuff. I didn't see a lot of that. I don't know what we do here on out on the striking front, right? When Pulisic gets better, what do we do now, right? So I'm curious to see what Allegri wants to do and mix and match his lineup to make sure that we can play our best starting 11 all the time. Right now, for me, the best starting 11 does not include Jimenez or Ngoku.
I would agree with that 100%. I think you go Pulisic and Leao. It's got to be, but let's talk about this game, because for, you know, I guess you could talk about other things. Well, you know, the starting lineup, all this stuff. In my head, I said, this team thought we started in the 38th minute. We were terrible, Steve, the first half of this game. Excuse me, the first third of this game, because we have to kind of put it in thirds. That's the only way I could think of it. We were terrible. I mean, a lot of us were just all bitching and complaining about how poor we had come out again. What were your thoughts, bro? You saw this again. It was a hard watch. They have two or three great opportunities. Indica gets a header that we're lucky he just misses wide. Weasley and Dybala all have close chances that they miss. I mean, Dybala's misses so close to being a goal. But I don't know, this slow start. What are your thoughts?
Slow start again for Milan. It's something that I can't understand. You know, playing at home at the San Siro, the importance of this game. I feel like I'm repeating myself, but it's important. The importance of this game is due to the results that we got in past weeks, right? Tying Pisa, tying Atalanta, you need to pick up points against Roma. Absolutely. You know, you had the advantage that Napoli played earlier and drew. You know, Inter won. This needed to be a statement, right? And that's what I'm having trouble understanding. I'm having trouble understanding why we can't get out of the blocks fast, why we have a team like Roma. And again, for as much as I make fun of them, they did dominate the first 35 minutes of this game. And if it's not for, like you said, some missed chances. But the other thing, though, is I put it also on Roma the first 35 minutes. You dominated for 35 minutes. You had chances. And you took, statistically, shots on net. But let's be honest. If I put Angelina in net, she was going to be able to make some of those saves. Because they rolled to Mike, right? They rolled to him.
They were pretty weak, yes.
And you're not capitalizing on that. And that's the difference. When I say it all the time, that's the difference between winning the Scudetto and being happy finishing second, third, or fourth. Absolutely. It's these games like this where you dominate for 35 minutes, you cannot put in a goal. That's not my fault. That's not Milan's fault.
Then, there's a lot of bad play. One player, a guy had put up, I think it was a poll on Twitter, just basically saying who was the worst so far that you had seen. The halfway had been over. I thought Bartizaghi was struggling. He really struggled this particular game. But then there was the moment, Steve. That magic moment. We find in the 39th minute, Milan gets the chance that they need. They flip the game on its head. Leao's great run after Bartizaghi to Ricci to Salad. Finds Leao in space. And he's off running. You think, all right, is he going to bring it over to Ngoku? No, it keeps going. Cuts back. Pavlovic buries it like he's a forward, Steve. We're up 1-0. The tide has turned. I mean, again, we out of nowhere, we had nothing, Steve. We had nothing. And now Leao, a moment of brilliance. And let's not, you know, we're not taking anything from Pavlovic, man. But Leao is doing all the hard work there. And Pavlovic, again, a defender, can do what strikers have struggled to do this year. What are your thoughts?
For me, that's a typical Allegri ball. It's, you know, Catenaccio at its best. Guys, I'm an old school guy. I love soccer at its purest. And, you know, to see it played that way and that counter, how fast it happened and how, you know, how Allegri trusts Pavlovic to make that run, right? I'm pretty sure this didn't come out of anywhere. He has the ability and, you know, he has the go. If he sees that he needs to go, he goes, right? Sometimes we see him try to do too much with the ball. But here he took on a run that I never would have expected. You know, he channeled his own, you know, I call him Van Pavelic because of the, you know, the run that he made. And we were talking, I saw some chats, I saw some tweets, you know, why is Ngoku going here? Let's credit Ngoku. He recognizes that Pavelic is not going to stop. So he takes someone to the second post, and then it's Leao to choose who he wants to make this pass to. And Leao makes the right decision, and we've criticized Leao in the past of not making the right decision in the final third. He absolutely did. And Pavelic slots it home. Is it, you know, is it going to win an award for goal of the year? No. But you can just appreciate how, you know, we absorbed pressure. Allegri made some tactical changes. I don't know if it's at that point, but I know for sure in the second half he did. And then the game changes, Fabio. And the game changes for quite a bit of time because we're winning balls in the midfield. Ricci is, you know, channeling his inner Gattuso. There's so much that's happening. I know you're going to talk about it, but we needed to make a statement more than this, because this game could have easily finished 3-0 or maybe 3-1 if we give them that penalty shot, but Magic Mike stops it. This had to be more of a statement game. And if I'm nitpicking here, it's the missed chances that, you know, we're going to talk about, but we can't have that happen against teams of this caliber that are fighting for that Scudetto position. This would end up easily happening. It would easily be a 1-1 game. And last year, we would have lost this game.
Absolutely. And just big shouts to Adrian with the super chat. Super chats are open.
Grande Adrian.
Pavelic gave birth to a bouncing baby ball and then proceeded to kick the little baby into the San Siro night. I love it. Adrian, thank you so much, man. Listen, Pavelic, let's get to it, because he should have been the first of many, right? He should have been the first of many, but unfortunately, it was not the case. You know, it's a lot of countless chances wasted, right? And who better to start with than Fofana? He gets an unbelievable chance right at the end of the first half, and he wastes it. Bartosaki does a perfect hard cross. There's Fofana, and he just puts a little too much, not enough bend, I guess, in to get it inside the post. He just goes to the left of the post. Fofana, again in the beginning of the second half, has his shot blocked, and then I start railing off a bunch of opportunities here. Leao, 49th minute, his shot saved. 50th minute off a corner, and Kuku takes one off the belly, Steve. Off the fucking Pons. The Pons couldn't push it in. Then Ricci gets his shot, which, you know, fairly it's a soft shot. Then we have a couple of different chances. Leao gets his shot blocked point blank in like almost the 70th minute. Just too many. To me, when I see all these, Steve, they're piling up. Something bad is coming. You can't allow these chances to all go. Like, you don't find the goal somewhere in there to put that breathing room. And here comes Fofana. Fofana is the man in the hour. After giving an idiotic tackle to give them a free kick just outside the box, he proceeds to lift his arm out in the wall as he's jumping and gives a penalty. I don't know, man. Obviously, what were your thoughts when this happened, man? I mean, this is like 20 minutes of struggle to watch, actually more, but what are your thoughts?
Again, pure frustration because of the chances that we missed. And like, is this fucking happening again? Is this going to happen again where we're going to drop stupid points after, yes, we suffered for 35 minutes, took the lead, and then, you know, two brain cramps. And again, we have the luxury of having this view here, right? I see two things. One, you know by now that you can't do that. You can't. You know by now, as a professional soccer player, you and Ngoku, you don't break the fucking wall. Because there's a good chance, Fabio, and we'll never know, that if he doesn't touch this ball with his hand and does turn, that this might end up in the back of the net unless Mike makes another miracle save. So we don't know that. But it's, guys, it's from like the youngest age that you can understand what a wall is used for in soccer. There's just one rule. Don't break your wall. And I can't believe that at this stage in professional soccer, they're still breaking the wall. It's like, it's going to hit you. It's going to hurt. You're paid a shit ton of money. Take it in the goddamn face, and it's going to be a drop ball that will give them back in the middle of the pitch, and let's take it from there. But like you said, idiotic foul, then, you know, garage league stuff here gives Roma a penalty shot and a lifeline.
Yeah, and again, Roma only had a couple of chances up to there. They're all weak shots at Mike that he can easily handle. But this gives them a pathway to steal 2 points from us and gain a point themselves. Dybala comes up. I'm hearing the stats. 18 out of 18. This guy is a clinical penalty taker. This is going to be easy. I even thought, I said, damn it, fucking, I can't believe we're about to tie now. And this motherfucker, Mike, makes the save. The one thing I always say, Mike, you need to be able to come up big. This is the chance right here. Make the penalty save, change the game, help us get the victory, and fucking by God, Magic Mike made it happen, baby. What were your thoughts when he saved this motherfucker?
Magic Mike, you know, Dybala pulled his hamstring, so did I, because I jumped up and it's like a roar. It was a roar because finally he stopped one, and he stopped one against, like you said, a very good penalty shot taker in Dybala. You know, usually is very clinical from the spot. But man, give it to Mike, because that was not a terribly struck penalty shot. That was a well struck penalty shot that he got to the end of and showed, guys, Mike is a modern day keeper. Fantastic with his feet, very athletic, and, you know, strong hands. Whether we like it or not, guys, he's absolutely probably the best goalkeeper in Serie A right now. I had Gianfranco come to me. And you know these kids on TikTok, you love it, right? And he's like, look at this guy. You know, everybody's doing the combined starting 11 of the game that they're going to watch, right? And it's no disrespect to Roma's keeper, because I think Roma does a good job at keeping clean sheets, have let in the least amount of goals this year. But Mike Maignan is a better keeper. Mike Maignan, guys, is the best keeper in Serie A. And I'm not afraid to say it, guys. Don't tell me Juventus Di Gregorio. Don't tell me Napoli Meret and Milinkovic Savic's brother. Don't tell me Sommer. No, guys, no, no, no. Absolutely not. Magic Mike is the best keeper in Serie A. Now we got to resolve his contract.
Again, Mike's only thing I ever had a complaint about was that I wish he could just come through in a penalty save every once in a while. And he did it. And he undoubtedly produced another magic moment. And he earned the name Magic Mike last night. I tell you. But there's another...
Fabio, it's not only last night. We're looking at probably one of the toughest shots that a keeper has to save. It's really, you know, the way people are taking PKs now with speed and, you know, the plant foot, and now, you know, the goalies can't even leave their line an inch because it's going to be retaken. There's rebounds. Like, for me, the PKs is the least of our worries, because, you know, the save against Atalanta to keep it 1-1 against Zappa Costa, Fabio, that's something special, man. Like, there's not a lot of keepers that get to that ball. And we've seen Mike make save after save after save. And, you know, do we harp on the fact that, you know, from time to time there's going to be a papara? Look, it happens to the best of them. If we go down the line from Buffon, you know, to Manuel Neuer, to Ilya Casillas, you know, to Oliver Kahn, there's going to be a papera there. But when you're a shot stopper,
yeah,
you're a shot stopper, and that's what Milan needed after Donnarumma. They needed a shot stopper, and you know, kudos to Milan for looking at Mike after Donnarumma, because we thought it was, you know, we were doomed after that. So
absolutely. Oh, I don't know what happened there. All right, so let's put this up, all right, because we're gonna get into our three stars, right? We're hockey fans. They like to give out three stars. I'm just incorporating this one thing here. This little segment, just going forward. I know Vinny might want to do top and flop, but we're overriding him. The three stars could be anybody, but tonight they're all Milan players. But first, a special mention. We got to give him a love. I mean, this guy was getting love, man. What the hell was going on with Salamakis during this game? This guy was feisty, man. Did he hate being at Roma? Does he have beef with all these guys? Did he want to show them he was never on their level? Like, what was going on? He did the Allen Iverson walkover, the step over. I mean, he was ready for a fight. What did you think?
Look, I think he was fired up. I don't know if anything happened at Roma, you know, but again, I tip my hat to Salamaker, man. He went on loan to Bologna, was a true professional, came back. When he came back, Fonseca didn't want him, sent him back out on loan to Roma, and now he's back at Milan. And again, you know, he needs to follow, you know, I think Nonna Lacrima said it last week. He needs to follow that recipe. When he follows the recipe where he's keeping things simple and he's doing his work and he's working and he's bringing that energy, Fab, he is a player that, you know, really gives not statistically that boost that Milan needs, but emotionally. You saw him after Dybala after Mike saved Dybala's penalty shot. He was fired up. He was fired up, you know, and the walkovers over the guys of Wesley, you know, that guy Wesley is playing his position actually at Roma. He's like, this guy Wesley's not better than me. And that's what I like.
I like that too, man. So we just wanted to give big ups to Salamakis there. He's not one of the three stars, but I like the sight, the spiciness, the sauciness of going after your former team. I like it. I like it. All right, so three stars, right? We're going to pick which one is the top star, and we got a donkey, which should be pretty evident at this point. Top star number one, got to be Magic Mike, right? Magic Mike, it's got to be. He's number one, even the damn MVP of the game. I mean, well, one more, you got to one here. Mike.
Magic Mike, number one.
Magic Mike, number one. There's not even much of a question there, right? Second one. No, that's Mike again. Nope, that's not him. We're going to go back because I messed up the direction. We're going to go Pavlovich, baby. Goal scorer, obviously. The man that made the difference. We needed him. And then last, Leao. So three stars. Who's your pick? What do you got?
For me, guys, it has to be, you know, it has to be Magic Mike.
Magic Mike, baby. It's got to be. I mean, the guy saved the game. That's a huge save. Big ups to Mike, man. Let's go. Let's go, donkey. Hold on. I have the donkey ready. My buddy.
While you go for the donkey, I want to give my honorable mention. And, you know, he doesn't fit. And, you know, they never fit inside these three stars. They get overlooked, get criticized for every single thing. Guys, Max Allegri needs honorable mention. He noticed that there was something wrong in the midfield. You know, he pushed Salamakers a little bit higher up. He put, Ricci a little wider. And I'm not going to just bore you guys with all the tactics there, but, you know, just seeing guys, you know, that I really respect online talk about the tactics of this, that was ingenious, man. Like, he really noticed a flaw. He made the adjustment. And this is something, guys, that, you know, we've lacked in the past. And I'm not going to say when Pioli was there, he did not do it, but that was, you know, a magical season. And then we suffered after that. But you see the way Pioli's going. We didn't have that with Fonseca. We didn't have that with Consensao. And to be fair to them, did they have the time to implement what they want? Yeah. Maybe not. That's a bit on management. But, you know, management understood that they made a mistake. You know, was I super happy with Allegri? Absolutely not. But guys, Max Allegri tactically, that was something really, you know, when they break it down, it was like, wow, how does he notice that? How does he see that? And how quickly it adjusts and it changes the game like that. That's when the manager plays an impact in a win or a loss.
Yeah, 100% right, man. Max has been showing his worth, and I think he's definitely, you know, when we get to the end of 2025, we're going to have to look back and say, who's been the best so far this season? Max got to be in contention at the moment. But let's get to the donkey, all right? And the donkey, yeah, I'm sorry to do this to you, Mr. Fofana. But, yeah, he must be shooting with Timberlands because he's been terrible, bro. He's been awful. I mean, countless shots, missing that great opportunity that would have gave us the 2-0 lead. I mean, again, he's in jeopardy, Steve. He's in big jeopardy. Now that Jashari is getting closer to being fully healthy again, you got Rabiot hopefully coming back as soon as possible. Modric cannot move out of that starting 11. Ricci now looking better. So Fofana's in a real situation. That all these misses, all these opportunities, all these bad passes, all these things that he's not doing for the moment, he could be potentially losing his spot in the starting 11. And we would love to see it, some of us, because he's been god-awful. But just donkey of the day here with his Timberland boots, bro. Find the back of the net.
Yeah, it's a tough situation for Fofana. Again, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, you know what, I could live with him missing these chances. I would be, you know, everybody would call me out and say, Steve, you're a liar. It's impossible. It's just a combination of things, Fab. Like, if it would be just him missing these chances, we would still be angry. But would he be the donkey? No. But it's everything else. It's the garbage in his game. You know, Adrian putting in there 2.0. Yeah, it is Musa 2.0. And you would not expect that from a player like Fofana, who's been here last year, you know, and has played.
He's a French player. He makes the national team.
Exactly. He makes the national team. But I'm a true believer that these guys here, you know, in the French team, he's not in the box getting that chance. His role is disrupt play, collect the ball, and dish it to someone who can play the ball. Right now, here at Milan, with this midfield, you know, at certain times, he needs to do a bit more. And it's funny, because during the game, we saw a ton of garbage. And then you see the through ball that he gives to Salamakers on that right-hand side. And it's like, what is this? Like, where does this come out from? The two-foot pass you can't make. Sure. The lapse in concentration on simple passes is just not there. But then you make a 30-yard through ball that almost doesn't exist in the game anymore. It's like, guys, this is becoming comical now. And he's in a stacked midfield. And you have to remember, there's Ruben Loftus-Cheek there too. Allegri, for some reason, puts him as a striker for some reason. I don't know why. But that's not his position. He belongs in that midfield. So there's not enough minutes for all these guys to play. And at a certain time, Allegri's going to have to make a decision. And the person who's playing the worst out of everybody is Fofana.
Yeah, Fofana's got to be better. He can't keep doing this. Losing your spot, it's just unacceptable. You have to find your way into playing well so you can stay in the starting 11. All right, Stevie, do me a favor. While I set the crowd up, can we pull up the next segment on the screen? Because I didn't do it. All right, people. So me and Steve, let's get this donkey off the screen for a second. All right, let's put back our overlay. All right, people. Before we get into the next segment, which you know is going to have some trumpets, we're asking a question tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and we want to know your response. We're going to get back to this later in the show, but there's going to be a poll coming up on YouTube any moment now. What would you rather? All right, this is the topic. This is the question. Tonight, if you have pizza for the rest of your life for free, you have to only be able to have it one of two ways. Would you rather have a pizza that has no cheese or it has one topping that you don't like. All right.
So give the people an example. Give the people an example because you got to think about this, guys. Yes. Think about it.
You can remove the topping, but you know how sometimes the topping leaves a little flavor there. But what if it's a topping, even if you remove the flavor, ruins the pizza? But how can you not have cheese? A pizza with no cheese, that's a marinara slice. That people lactose intolerant. There's two things. What would you rather? So we want to know, and then we're going to get Steve's opinion and my opinion later in the show. But mull it over. What would you rather? All right, Steve, are we ready? Siamo pronti.
We're ready.
Okay, let's do it. This segment is brought to you by Football Canada TV, where you can see Serie A and everything else. The Premier League too, Steve. You got it all, baby. Why don't you have it already? Ladies and gentlemen, let's go through our Serie A recap. And Stevie, can you pull it up?
Oh, you need me to pull it up. No, you pull it up.
I didn't have it. I didn't pull it up, and I'm not logged in. See, this is what happens when you're not professionals. But we're going to start with the first one while Steve gets it, all right? Because there's not much to talk about. Udinese hosted Atalanta, and they came through with a 1-0 victory. Zaniolo finds the goal. Atalanta can't beat Udinese, but they gave us a hard time, right, Steve?
I can't understand that. I can't understand that game.
All right, next game is Napoli and Como. So let's go through Napoli, Como, because again, Como's the hot team this season, right? They got to have a great performance against the league leaders, the defending champions, Napoli. Napoli should maybe show their dominance against this sort of team. But what are your thoughts on a 0-0 stalemate?
Look, Napoli, I think with their turnover, because it looked like they were turning over the team, I think that they were looking past this game, Fabio. To be honest, Joe, it looked like they thought that they were going to steamroll this game. Or for some reason, I don't know why they chose Como. And look to the Champions League game that they have midweek. And it's like, guys, this is not something that that you should be overlooking. Not something that you should be overlooking. So Napoli is very strange for some reason, where they make things very, very complicated when it comes to what do we need to do to take care of business to create some distance. Last year was easy. You're playing once a week, not the end of the world, right? You can fix things, tweak things. But now, playing multiple times a week, Fab, that becomes a problem because you're trying to fix things, but you're trying to turn over some players because you can't play them in the league. Then again, at Champions League, you might lose some fitness, might lose some quality. I'm just having trouble what Conte's trying to do, especially with games like this. Como was not a team to turn over.
Well, the next game, it's the Spalletti era, taking over Juventus after Tudor gets fired. First game, the tricky Cremonese. And it looked like Juve had this pretty good. And we're going to give a little horns here because there are actually some goals in this game. Right away, Juve went on top. And Cremonese gets a consolation goal, but it's not really a consolation goal. It's actually quite a nice goal by Vardy to get one back on. But what are your thoughts on Juve winning and the Spalletti era starting?
Honestly, Juve has a horseshoe. Every other team would have started a new coach, and they would have probably, if this was Milan's new coach, it would have been 0-0 to, like, let's say the second half. Right? It would have made everybody stress. No, definitely. Juve gets a goal from Kostic. I don't even remember the last time he played.
It was a nicely
played goal. It was nicely built up. I'm not going to say no. But I'm sorry, Fab. This is not a Juve that we remember. This is not going to be your best Juve. I'm sorry, Juventini. This game here pissed me off even more that we tied them 0-0 because they were absolutely horrible in that game. And we missed tons of chances. And those 3 points for me, I still have them over here, worse than Pisa.
All right, so we got Verona now hosting Inter, and Inter taking care of business. This one wasn't really difficult for Inter. Excuse me.
Yeah, this was difficult, Fab. This was 1-1.
It was the own goal.
Another horseshoe. It seems like all these fans chirp at us when we get some sort of luck, which rarely happens. Rarely happens. We have to like have our keeper make like a tremendous penalty shot save to keep 3 points against Roma. These guys are collecting own goals. I don't even remember the last time Milan had an own goal. I don't remember.
I don't remember when we created so much.
Yeah, we profited from an own goal. And it's not our own goals ourselves. We have tons of them. We give them out like candy.
Malik Chow, the wonder kid.
But when we profited from an own goal, I can't even remember the last time.
Well, sometimes, what's that saying? Luck favors those that are prepared. You keep putting opportunities into the box.
Luck prepares nothing. It's Inter, Sculato, no goal like this they have. Shake hands with the Nerazzurri, even them, another horseshoe like this.
Off of Gabbia, that's true. That is one that was off of us. Now we've benefited from us. All right, but there's no luck in Fiorentina right now. Padre Pioli is on a small ship floating out in the ocean. His time, I believe I read rumors that he doesn't want to walk away. He wants all the money that they promised in the contract. I mean, being a real G about it, like, yo, you're gonna fire me, you better fire me, but I'm getting my money. I'm not walking away. You're crazy. Lecce defeat them 1-0 at home, beating them in Fiorentina. Damn. I mean, Padre Pioli, this is a bad look.
This is a double one for me. Feel bad for Pioli at Fiorentina, but it's his own doing. I don't think he has the players that play his system, to be honest with you. I don't think he builds enough for Keane to be dangerous. What pisses me off the most is that, you know, we're going to get rid of this coach. Fiorentina is going to get rid of this coach. They're going to replace him with someone who might have some positive results. But could it be it's the project of Fiorentina itself that's not working? Yeah. Because, you know, if you don't want to pay and you've had some good coaches to build a project and you don't want to pay and they leave. And again, and I understand, you know, the levels of Serie A, right? After you finish the Fiorentina and the Bolognas and the so on and so forth, you want to move on to teams that could play in Champions League, a little bit of European ball. I have a problem with that. I have another bone to pick with Lecce. I don't give a shit that you won 1-0. I don't care. I don't care, honestly. What I care, and now I'm talking as a Milan fan, I loaned you Camarda. I loaned you Camarda to play. I didn't loan you Camarda to bring him in the 80th minute or the 89th minute. Now, that he's not producing, I don't care, to be honest with you. If this is a loan with appearances and you have to pay per appearance, I'm picking up the phone if I'm Milan. Forget about the money that you owe me for the appearances. Make the guy play. Yeah. Because then what did we loan him to Lecce for?
Nothing.
If we need to see the development of this kid, and you selected Lecce, and Lecce said, yes, we will take him, we will play him, you need to play this kid. Because Inter has no problem playing Pio Esposito. So what's the plan with Camarda from the Milan side? And someone better pick up the phone and call Lecce.
I really hope he finds some footing over there. Let's go to the next game. This one, we got to give him the horns on this one. This one actually has some. Torino Pisa, all 4 goals. Ends up in a 2-2 score. All 4 goals are in the first half, Steve. Pisa jumped out to a two-goal lead, right? Is that correct? Torino had to come back?
I think so, yes.
If I remember correctly, I believe Simeone scored one, and the tying goal was from Che Adams. So, any thoughts on Pisa? I mean, Pisa, look, they're hanging in there. Two goals. Look,
they're the masters of ties. Masters of ties. It seems like they're tying everybody. So, again, good on Pisa. They're collecting points. They're staying relevant. You know, the same thing like Cremonese. Yes, they lost 2-1 against Juve, but gave us a shit hard time, and are giving a lot of other teams a hard time. It's nice to see the teams coming up from Serie B that are competing, right? Yeah. What's questionable is what's happening to everybody else.
Next game, Parma came out, got an early goal. A lot of these in this one, but Bologna took the game over 3-1 in the end. They had a brace by Castro. Castro looked good. He's a pretty solid player for them, man. He's been doing pretty good. Young guy on Parma, what's his name? Bernabe or something like that, a midfielder. Mila, I know a lot of people like this kid, got the goal at the start, but Parma really had no chance. They got a red card in the 35th minute, had to play the whole rest of the game with 10 men. They just couldn't hang. A rainy affair here, but Bologna gets the needed 3 points that they were looking for. Any thoughts?
No, I think Bologna took care of business after getting down 1-0.
Yeah, God forbid. God forbid we can do that. But next, obviously, Milan defeat Roma 1-0. Sassuolo hosting Genoa and taking a 2-1 loss to Genoa. Any thoughts on Genoa defeating this one before we get to the
This is Il Dopo Patrick Vieira. So Patrick Vieira gets the sack for Genoa. They win 2-1. Balotelli's happy. We move on.
Yeah. Hey, a couple of guys, Malinovsky, yeah, pretty solid guy. He had a nice goal to start the game before Berardi ties it, and then Ostergaard finishes it off. Lazio, 2-0 today. I thought Lazio is in complete disarray. This one, they, at least in the second half, straightened themselves out.
And Lazio, got goals. Lazio, I'm going to shout out my buddy here in Montreal, Biagio. He has a Lazio channel. Yeah, he goes live on TikTok. He does watch-alongs, and he says it the best. He's happy when Roma's loses because he's a Laziale, right?
Of course.
He says it the best. They play a type of football, Lazio, right now with Sarri, where they're just scratching at the wall to get points. They need to get up the table. They play boring-ass soccer that if you have trouble sleeping, watch Lazio, and you will fall asleep. It is... You know, I commend him to doing these lives because he keeps it so engaging, much more engaging than the actual game. And I go on it sometimes, the lives, because he's a good guy, talks good football, help him, you know, create some topics for him. But Lazio is every insomniac's best thing since sliced bread. Watch Lazio, guys. You will sleep like a baby.
Let's look at the standings now for Serie A after 10 weeks, Stevie. Napoli on top with 22. Inter, Milan, and Roma all tied with 21. Bologna and Juve, 5th and 6th with 18 points. Como right there in 7th with 15. Lazio 8th with 15. And Udinese. But the bottom, let's always look at the bottom. Genoa with 6 points. Verona with 5 points. And Fiorentina, bottom of the table with 4 points. What are your thoughts at first glance when you see this?
At first glance, exactly what I said before. The Serie B teams came in, are collecting points and being relevant and, you know, causing the Genoa, Verona, and Fiorentina to start to panic. So now at game 10, if I'm Fiorentina, Verona, or Genoa, I'm starting to get a little bit nervous. Now, Genoa gets a win and ends up at 6. If Genoa loses that game or ties that game to Sassuolo, they're sitting right next to Fiorentina. So now it's time for these three to get their, you know, get their ship straight and get back into this campionato, because, you know, Genoa is probably one of the oldest teams in Serie A. No one cares about Verona. Fiorentina is something else as well, right? They had you know, a good project. They had some good players. It's sad to see them down there, because I don't think that they belong there. And you know, it's bittersweet because you're happy to see. You know, I'm kind of happy seeing the Cremonese is up there, the Sassuolo straight back from Serie B sitting at 13 points. You know, I'm shocked at the Cagliari. I just don't have enough information on them to say do they belong at 9 points or they don't. But the schedule will turn, and I think by Christmas time we'll have a different bottom three.
I would hope so for Fiorentina's sake. That's the most shocking thing on here. But oh, let's take this down. Excuse me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that has been your FUBU Canada segment. Check them out for all things Serie A and the Premier League. You can even listen in Italian. All right, Steve, let's keep it moving because we're rolling along. You and me, we could do 3 hours like some of these psychopaths.
Joe Rogan, Italian style. That's what we do.
Listen, so now we have Parma coming on the weekend. Again, we're tied for second place, only 1 point back of Napoli. They're in 16th place, like we mentioned, only 1 point above the relegation zone. They have a couple of, you know, strikers that I guess, you know, even Patrick Cutrone is on the team. Pellegrino's guy that's scoring some goals. They even have Djuric. He's pretty, you know, again, a journeyman of Serie A. All guys that can do things. That goalkeeper, he's got Suzuki. You know, he'll probably turn into Buffon, God forbid. But we can't afford to drop points to another bottom five squad. So what are your thoughts going into Milan Parma?
It's about the start of the game, right? And again, it's funny that we talked about it against Roma that we didn't start off great. You know, we started off, you know, both, correct me if I'm wrong, against Pisa and Atalanta were taking early leads, and then we just couldn't keep the lead. So this is what has to happen at Parma. We need to, you know, come out of the gates like we did against Pisa and Atalanta and keep clean sheets and score our chances. And I think if Milan starts to score, I think the goals will come. The goals will come, right? You know, if we get Leao scoring and Leao assisting and in Cuckoo scoring and, you know, and maybe Jimenez scoring, like this changes where we are in the table massively. But we're not going to get, you know, 100-yard dashes by Pavlovic every week. So let's be serious. Let's understand what's happening. These teams will meet us with a very low block, and we have to break it, and we have to just win, baby, like ChatGPT Frank says.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like this question. Let's just get a touch on it. Should Milan try to get Keen? I guess with Fiorentina struggling, if they stay like this into Christmas?
Depending the price and depending in what type of attitude he comes. If he wants to come to Milan to make a duet rap with Leao, stay the fuck in Fiorentina, and I don't want to see you. But if you're going to come and you're going to be the Keane that puts on the Italy jersey and scores goals, I will take you with open arms. But it has to be clear. It's no TikTok bullshit, no fucking YouTube this, no Twitch this. I don't care what shoes you wear or a skirt that you wear. I don't care. For me, it's when you put on the red and black, you're ready to play. And if you're a striker, you're ready to score goals. If you're a midfielder, you're ready to recuperate balls, do the dirty work, and give passes. If you're a defender, you're ready to defend. And if you're a keeper, you're Magic Mike, baby.
So, oh, man. All right, so Steve, let's get to the next one, right? Before we get to some of our final thoughts of this show, just to remind everybody, for Milan Parma, if you're in the Boston area, Vinny T will be live and in person at Milan Club Boston. So go through to Ducali's right across from the garden. Go over there, go say hello, take a photo, give us some feedback, post it on your Instagram. You got to see the famous Vinny T. And hopefully Vinny's going to be out there with his microphone, bothering people, doing all this other stuff. But we're into our extra time now, Steve. All right. So you and Vinny always say 10 games, right? 10 games. So just give me your thoughts after 10 games with this team.
Our position, I could sum it up Allegri, with one. I sum it up with one word. Surprised. I didn't think Milan would be at 21 points. I didn't think Milan would bounce back from losing to Cremonese the way they did. And I'm also surprised at the points that we dropped and how we dropped them, where we, I think we should even be higher than 21 points. So for me, I can sum it up after 10 games as surprised.
To me, I would say we're back on the right track. I think the addition of Tare, being able to identify and go out there and get players, and to be able to identify the proper coach that was needed for this set of guys and this team, they've done a good job. Allegri's been fantastic. We are 1 point off the top, 10 games in. We have struggled so much in the past couple of seasons. We've been duped by preseason. We've had mediocre starts, but we've looked solid against the teams that we need to worry about. The Napoli, the Juve, now Roma, Inter's the next real step. If we could look good against Inter, I think we start to believe, again, Allegri says until March, I'm starting to believe now. I think this team might have the right assembly of players. I think this might be, call me crazy, but with Pulisic and Leao together, I think they can turn this season with the Modric and Rabiot behind them. They can be MVP level like McTominay was last season. And that could be the difference for us because we don't have to worry about the other competitions. So I am hopeful. I guess if we're going one word, I'm hopeful of the future. Let's hope they don't let me down. But they're going to give me Ajita the whole way now. I'm more confident against Inter than against relegation teams. 100%. 100%. All right, Steve. We're almost there, all right? Before we get to our final words, we have our what would you rather. So Terry's going to give us what poll results we're at right now. If you prefer to have no cheese or go with the pizza that has one topping that you don't like. What's your thoughts, Steve? What are you going with?
You can't take cheese away from the goddamn pizza, Fab. There's what kind of topping can't you take off a pizza that you would remove cheese entirely from your pizza to have pizza every day of your life? Because, look, I go through them all. Fucking pineapple. Get that fucking shit out. It doesn't even have to be every day. It's out of my pizza. Green peppers. They're out. They give me ash.
What? Green pepper's a great source of vitamin C.
Vitamin bullshit. We're having pizza, fam. The cheese has to be there. The pepperoni has to be there. God, if you even put anchovies, I'm eating the pizza. I love
it. No, put everything.
Cheese cannot leave the pizza.
I would just say, I would lean towards that answer as well, and I hope to see what the poll is going to give me. But I just think certain toppings can ruin the whole experience. The pepperoni. Say you don't like pepperoni. I enjoy pepperoni. I don't mind it. But the oil that comes off of it, if you're trying to remove it separate. What a mushroom. Mushroom, they're not at the top. You got to go dig it into the pizza like it's a buried treasure here. We got to find these mushrooms. I love green pepper. Give me green pepper all day. But I'm just saying, some of these things, there's no way that I'm going no cheese. No. So the poll is saying right now, Steve, they're good. They'd rather cheese. Give me cheese? I'm confused, Terry. I think you put it the wrong way. It's the no topping easy. I don't know which one you guys picked. This is a little confusing, Terry.
They will take the cheese. They will take the cheese. They want the cheese. And they're going to take a topping that they don't like because they're not scared like you to work. They're going to get their hands dirty. They're going to take out. Okay. You don't like anchovies, Fabio? It's okay.
No. Imagine the oil. The smell of the anchovy, you can't get rid of that. There's no removing that as soon as it touches the pizza.
You can't get rid of the cheese, Fabio. Stop it, please.
I will go with a saucy marinara slice. You know, even a margarita, you know, when you get an actual Neapolitan, you know, pizza.
There's fucking cheese on it, Fab. There's no margarita with no cheese.
This is not
there's no margarita with no cheese. Doesn't exist.
Listen, all I'm saying. All I'm saying is that I can deal. It just depends on what topping we're talking about. I can't imagine pizza without cheese. Absolutely. But all I'm saying is that some toppings. See, what about pineapple? Pineapple could have the juice. That juice affects the whole flavor. Now the whole slice is ruined. This the is what fucking I'm cheese about.
Masks everything. That beautiful mozzarella cheese. Even some people, they go mental. They mix it up. Oh, stop, Fabio. Next question.
Have you ever seen where they put the cold one on? I don't understand that at all. All right, people. Thank you for everybody who joined in to the poll and responded. All right, final thoughts now, Steve. We're at the end of the line here. So, obviously, Parma on Saturday, 2:45. If you guys aren't already, please, Greater New York area, you can come down to Legends, the Football Factory. Let me remove this thing. Sorry. Come down to 33rd and 5th Avenue, the Football Factory, inside Legends Bar. It's a great experience. The guys Beautiful. Always have a great time there, so come through. Maybe I'll be there. Maybe I won't. I don't know. Come check us out. Also, big ups to our friends in Boston. Obviously, as we mentioned, Mini T will be live at Ducali's. Go see Milan Club Boston. Go say what
Apparently,
up
they have a surprise for Vinny. They have the Boston Trumpet Orchestra there. They're going to welcome him in. Bah, 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 bah.
So, Steve, just mention where your club meets up for a moment as well.
Yeah, so for Milan Club Montreal, guys, Vinny won't be there, but we're going to get together, as always, at Chicharro. It's in Langelier in St. Leonard in beautiful Montreal, Quebec, La Belle Province. Guys, Chicharro is a great place. You could sit. They welcome everybody, fans from all over. You could eat. You could drink. You could watch the game. You could have a scrap with an old Italian man. It's just part of the experience when you come to Chicharro's, guys. So fantastic, and thanks. Big ups to the guys at Chicharro's. They treat us like gold, guys. They give us a back room. The tables were even red at one point. The walls are full of Milan gear. You know, we're not Empire City, but we are red and black.
I love it. I love it. All right, Steve. Final thoughts before we peace out tonight. What are your final thoughts?
Guys, my final thought is you've been seeing that number at the bottom left-hand corner. It's not Milan-related. 2,980-something subscriptions to the channel. Guys, get us to that 3,000. Get us to that 5,000. Guys, we need your help. I know you like the content, but we need you guys to, you know, we need you guys to be little minions. We need you to take our content. If you like it, guys, please repost it on your channel. Share it with your friends. If you have friends that are Milan fans or fans from other clubs, we invite everybody. We've had Figo in this chat for the longest time, guys. He talks. He continues talking. But we told him, if you want to have your comment appear, you got to subscribe. That's number one, which he did. But now you got to pay, Lord Figo. So, guys, spread the word, Milan Weekly Podcast, guys. Fab puts in a lot of work. We have Terry in the background with graphics. We have Marcello posting stuff when his wife allows him. We have Vinny on the show when he's not controlling Videotron's cellular phone network. We have Gio in California, guys, when someone's not trying to steal or rob his home. And we have Jan when he's not busy saving the country of Canada. We'll be on once and for all, guys. It's Milan Weekly Podcast, guys. And, you know, we've been doing this for such a long time. We just want to, you know, expose these great guys to what they do in a day, in a week, in a month for us, for Milan, in English content, guys. That's all.
Absolutely. Just giving a special shout out to our two super chats of the night. Adrian, of course, big ups with Pavlovich giving birth to a bouncing baby ball that he proceeded to kick the little baby ball into the San Siro night. And Ramirez, big ups to you, man. We scored a ton of old goals against us last year. I know we were looking for the ones that benefited us, which Frank had a good one. He did mention the one in the semifinal, which was Moose's only contribution that I can remember. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for staying through here and watching with us. Me and Steve appreciate it, and everybody else here associated with the Milan Weekly Podcast. Guys, we're going to have a couple of shows hopefully coming on Saturday. I'm not sure about a pregame, but Vinny T is going to be live. Some stuff will be dropping. Stay tuned to the channel. Ovunque e sempre.
Forza Milan!
Forza Milan, everybody. Good night.